It's Saturday, April the 4th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, America sheds jobs and carbon output is set to fall. First, the week in brief. America lost more than 700,000 jobs and its unemployment rate rose to 4.4% in March, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The figures come as no surprise given that almost 10 million people applied for unemployment assistance in the 2 weeks ending on March 28th. The question is how much worse they will get. Half the world's population has now been placed under stay-at-home orders, with the coronavirus pandemic having claimed over 58,000 lives. Singapore, upheld as a model for its early handling of the disease, closed schools and most workplaces in response to a new wave of infections. Boris Johnson, Britain's Prime Minister, exceeded an initial week-long period of self-isolation. American public health officials recommended wearing simple masks in public. Carbon output could fall by more than 5% year-on-year because of the economic lockdown dictated by the pandemic, according to the Global Carbon Project. That would be the sharpest fall in emissions since the Second World War, beating dips provoked by the financial crisis of 2007 to 2009 and the oil price shock of 1973. A measure of Eurozone business activity hit record depths. The Composite Purchasing Managers Index, compiled by IHS Markit, fell from 51.6 in February to 29.7 in March, the lowest level since the survey started in 1998. With any number below 50 suggesting contraction, it appears the zone's GDP could already be falling at an annualized rate of nearly 10%. Poland's government called for a 2-year extension of President Andrzej Duda's term to avoid holding an election in May amid the crisis. The ruling Law and Justice Party had previously refused to move the election at all. The opposition has called for a state of emergency to be declared, with the election to be held 90 days after it ends. In an unusual move, Peru and Panama began enforcing rules for movement by gender to slow the spread of COVID-19. In Peru, men are allowed to leave home only on Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays, women on Tuesdays, Thursdays and Saturdays, and nobody on Sundays. Panama instituted similar measures as part of its quarantine. Grupo Modelo announced it would temporarily suspend production of Corona, the Mexican beer whose name has coincidentally become synonymous with the coronavirus pandemic. Yet sales of the pale lager had actually spiked recently. Grupo Modelo said the hiatus was prompted by a Mexican government order to cease non-essential business activities. And editor's note, The Economist is making some of its most important coverage of the COVID-19 pandemic freely available to readers of The Economist Today, our daily newsletter. For details, visit our hub at www.economist.com/coronavirus.